请我们 please look at Revelation.
请我们打开启示录。
Revelation chapter 19.
啊，启示录第十九章。
We will read from verse 6 through verse 9.
我们从第六节读到第九节。
As usual, I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
啊，就像通常一样，我会用英文读，我的弟兄会用中文再念一次。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 6.
启示录第十九章第六节。
And I heard as a voice of a great crowd, and as a voice of many waters.And as a voice of strong thunders, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, has taken to himself kingly power. Let us rejoice and exult, and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.And it was given to her that he should be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are they who are called to the supper of the marriage of the Lamb. And he says to me, These areThe true words of God.
启示录第十九章第六节，我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说：哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣主所行的义。天使吩咐我说：“你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。”又对我说：“这是神真实的话。”
And chapter 21.
启示录第二十一章。
We read from verse 1 through verse 7.
我们从第一节念到第七节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heavens from God, prepared as a bride,adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the heavens saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them their God. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall not exist any more.Nor grief, nor cry, nor distress shall exist any more, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, Behold, I made all things new. And he says to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega.The beginning and the end, I will give to him the thirst of the fountain water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be to him God, and he shall be to me son.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。 听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上这些，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank thee for giving us another opportunity to come together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你再给我们有一次的机会能够聚集在你的面前。
We have already committed this time into your hands.
我们已经将这段时间交托在你的手上。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do his work.
我们深信你的圣灵要在这里做工。
Do prepare our hearts.
你来预备我们的心。
May thy word sink into our hearts.
愿你的话真的种在我们的心里。
And make us ready for thyself.
让我们能够准备好为着你。
We give thee all the glory.
我们将所有的荣耀归于你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible begins with a marriage.
圣经的起头是从一个婚宴开始。
And you find it ends also with marriage.
那你也会发觉呢，在圣经的最后还是一个婚宴。
And at the end you find there are two descriptions of the marriage of the Lamb.
那你在最后的时候呢，就发觉了这个羔羊的婚宴呢是有两个不同的说明。
Once it is in chapter 19.
有一次呢是在启示录第十九章。
And the other is in chapter 21 and 22.
另外一次是在第二十一跟二十二章。
Are there two marriages or there one?
那到底是两个嫁娶呢，还是一个婚礼？
If we read carefully the word of God,
如果我们仔细读神的话语，
we find that the one in chapter 19,
我们就知道在第十九章那个婚礼，
is the beginning of the millennium,
就是千年国度的开始。
While in Revelation chapter 21, it is the beginning of eternity.
但是在启示录的第二十一章，我们就看到这是永远的开始。
So there will be 1,000 years apart.
所以他们两个之间呢是有一千年的时间的差距。
In chapter 19, the marriage of the Lamb is with the overcomers of the church.
在第十九章，羔羊的婚宴呢是跟所有得胜的基督徒。
While in chapter 21 and chapter 22,
但是在第二十一跟二十二章呢，
it is the marriage of Christ with all the works of God throughout the centuries.
那个婚宴呢，就是神跟所有神的在世代世世代代里头神的工作。
You find there not only the church but also the Jewish people.
你在那里呢，并不只是看到有这些教会，同时呢，有所有的以色列人。
It is the gathering up of all the work of God.
那就是神所有工作的总结。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you find that these two marriages,
你会发现这两个婚宴，
one begins the millennium.
一个是千年国度的开始，
and the other begins eternity.
另外一个呢，就开始了永世。
But who is the bride in chapter 19?
但是在十九章里头，谁是那个新妇呢？
We find that the bride has made herself ready.
在这里说，新妇已经预备好了。
And she has been given a wedding garment.
那她也有了一件这个新娘的衣服。
And the wedding garment.
这里有一个衣服。
Is the fine linen.
是一件细麻衣。
Bright and pure.
光明洁白。
For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we all know that Christ is our righteousness.
我们都知道基督是我们的义。
You remember when the prodigal son returned home.
你知道当那个浪子回到家里头的时候,
how the father will clothe him with a garment.
那个父亲呢就将衣服穿在他身上。
And the garment represents Christ.Our righteousness.
那那个衣服就预表了基督是我们的义。
We have no right to stand before God.
我们没有任何资格能够站在神面前。
Because we were sinners.
因为我们是罪人。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When we return to Him through Christ Jesus.
当我们借着主耶稣基督回到他面前。
He will clothe us with Christ.
他就会将基督穿在我们身上。
Christ is our righteousness.
基督是我们的义。
And this gives us standing before God.
那这个就让我们能够站立在神面前。
But here you find another garment.
但是在这里你看到另外一件衣裳。
It is not a golden garment.
啊，这不是一件金的衣裳。
Represents the righteousness of Christ.
啊，预表着是基督他的义。
But it is an embroidered linen clothing.
但是这个呢是针绣绣出来的一件衣服。
And it is the righteousness of the saints.
这就是圣徒所行的义。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
you find two righteousness being described.
你在这里有看到两个义是被描写的。
The first one is Christ our righteousness.
第一是基督是我们的义。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信入主耶稣基督,
He will be clothed to us.
他就会能够被我们穿上。
So with the Christ our righteousness,
所以当基督是我们的义,
we can stand before God.
我们能够站立在神面前。
But the wedding garment is something else.
但是这一件结婚的细麻衣是不一样的。
It is a linen garment.
这里头所说的衣裳呢，是一件细麻衣。
It is an embroidered work.
是一个刺绣刺出来绣出来的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
在我们里头内住的圣灵。
He is the embroiderer.
他就是做这个刺绣的工作。
And how patiently he works in our life.
他非常忍耐的在我们的生活里头工作。
It is stitches after stitches.
那是每一针每一线这样子绣。
He is teaching Christ into our life.
他就在我们的生命里头教导我们关于基督。
And that is the righteousness of the saints.
那个就是圣徒所行的义。
That is to say,
所以就是说,
after the Holy Spirit works in our life,
当圣灵在我们的生命里头工作的时候,
He made Christ our life.
他就将基督成为我们的生命。
And we grow in Christ Jesus.
那我们就在基督耶稣里能够成长。
And that is the righteousness of the saints.
那个就成为圣徒们所行的义。
And that is the wedding garment.
那个就是结婚所用的那件衣裳。
Now if you will turn to Psalm 45.
如果我们来到 诗篇第45篇。
Psalm 45.
诗篇45篇。
Psalm 45, verse 13.
诗篇45篇第13节。
All glorious is the king's daughter within. Her clothing is of wrought gold.
王女在宫里极其荣华, 她的衣服是用金线绣的。
Now, that is Christ our righteousness.
那个就是基督是我们的义。
And then verse 14.
在第14节,
He shall be brought into the king in raiment of embroidered. The virgins behind her companions shall be brought in unto thee.
他要穿锦绣的衣服被引到王前, 随从他的 陪伴童女也要被带到你面前。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we must have two clothing in us.
我们需要在我们身上有两件衣服。
First is the golden garment.
第一是那个金的金线绣的。
That is Christ our righteousness.
那就是基督是我们的义。
But then for wedding,
但是为了这个婚宴,
We need another garment.
我们需要另外一件衣服。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit in our daily life.
那件衣服呢, 就是圣灵每一天在我们的生活里头工作的,
Until we have the embroidered garment.
直到我们有那个锦绣所绣出来的衣服。
That will enable us to stand with Christ as his bride.
那就能够让我们能够站在跟基督站在一起成为他的心腹。
So you find that in chapter 19 of Revelation,
所以你会发觉在启示录第19章,
the bride is represented by the overcomers of the church.
这个心腹呢, 就是预表教会里头的圣者。
And they shall be the bride of the Lamb through the millennium time.
他们就会成为那个羔羊的心腹, 特别是在千年国度的时间。
And during the millennium,
那在那个千年国度的时间,
they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们会与基督一同作王1,000年。
But all the works of God will be fulfilled.
但是神所有的工作都会得到成全。
Therefore you find in eternity,
所以你会看到在勇士的时候,
God's work with the Jews,
神在以色列人里头的工作,
and God's work with the church,
还有神在教会里头的工作,
will all be fulfilled.
他们都会完全的被成就,
and they will all be gathered into that holy city, the New Jerusalem.
他们都会被同时在这个圣城新耶路撒冷里头成就,
because the name over the doors of the 12 doors of the New Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷里头那12个墙的门,
they bear the name of the 12 tribes of Israel.
那个城门上面有以色列12支派的名字,
but the foundation bears the name of the 12 apostles.
但是城墙的基石呢上面有使徒的名字。
So it is a gathering up of all the works of God.
所以这就是神所有工作的总结。
What God has foreordained before the foundation of the world,
神在创世之前就已经预定的,
will all be fulfilled at last.
将会完完全全的被成就。
Nothing will be lost.
没有任何一件事情会遗失的。
Now this is the glory of God.
这就是神的荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那现在弟兄姊妹们,
We have shared together on the first rapture of the saints.
我们一起分享了第一次被提，圣徒们第一次被提。
How they, those who are ready for the return of the Lord.
那些已经装备整齐为着主再来的人。
They will be raptured into through the throne.
他们会被提到宝座前。
Because they will be the welcoming party to Christ.
因为他们就是跟着基督一起来的那群人那个群众。
They go to the throne to welcome Christ to return to the earth.
他们到了宝座面前去欢迎基督再来。
How we hope that we may be among the rank.
我们多么希望我们也是在那个群队里头。
Now, what happened?After they were raptured.
但是当他们被提之后发生什么事情呢
We find in Revelation it tells us.
我们看到在启示录里头他告诉了我们
That after they were raptured.
在他们被提之后
There will be war in the heaven.
在天上有征战
Michael and his angels.
米迦勒跟同他的天使
Will fight against Satan.And his followers.
就会跟撒旦跟着撒旦的天使征战。
And there will be no place for Satan in the air.
那在空中呢，撒旦就失去了他的地位。
He and his followers will be thrown into the earth.
撒旦跟从他的呢，跟从他的使者就会一同被摔下来。
In other words, the earth, the air will be cleared.
换句话说呢，在空中就已经明朗了。
Now why is it so?
那为什么是这样呢
？Because this is ready for Christ to descend from the throne to the air.
因为这是为了要成就让基督能够从天上来到空中。
Satan was thrown into the earth.
撒旦就被摔到地上。
And what can you expect?
那你能够预期有什么事情呢
This is the 3.5 years of the great tribulation that we all know.
那就是我们所知道三年半的大灾难。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
during the 3.5 years,
在这个三年半的时间
Satan will be on earth.
撒旦要在这个地上。
And what can you expect?
那你能够预期有什么事情会发生在地上
The Jews and the rest of the church greatly suffered.
犹太人跟所有剩下来教会的人呢，他们都会受苦。
But so far as the church is concerned,
但是论到教会而说
God gave the church another opportunity.
神给教会有另外一个机会。
Because through the great tribulation,
因为经过这个大灾难的时候
You find that overcomers will be produced
你知道在这一段时间呢有更多的得胜者会产生
In other words
换句话说
If you are not an overcomer now
如果你现在不是得胜者的话
God gave you another opportunity
神就给你另外一个机会
Through the great tribulation there will be overcomers
经过大灾难的时候呢，会有其他的得胜者。
At the end of the great tribulation,
在这个大灾难的末了
，Christ will descend from the air to Mount Hermon.
那这个时候呢，基督就会从空中降到橄榄山上
And there he will come back to rescue the Jews at that time
那他就是要回来拯救所有的犹太人
Because at that time Jerusalem will be occupied
因为在那个时候耶路撒冷就会被侵占了
And God opened a way for the Jews to escape.
但是神开了一条路让犹太人他们能够脱逃。
For when his footsteps came upon Mount Moriah,
在第一次他来的时候才是在摩利亚山。
And Moriah Mount will be divided into two.
那摩利亚山就会被一分为二。
The scientists have already discovered there is a line along that mount.
那科学家呢已经发觉，其实在那个山呢已经有一条线。
If there will be an earthquake.
如果有一个比较大，如果有一个地震的话
，That mount can be divided into two.
那个山呢，就能够被一分为二。
And then the remaining Jews will flee from persecution.
那剩下来的犹太人呢，他们就能够在灾难里头脱逃。
And then you find what we all know.The War of Armageddon.
那我们就知道啊，我们所都知道的那个最后的战争，亚美加的战争。
That's the last war in this age.
那个就是在这个时代最后的征战。
Christ will fight against Satan and his followers.
基督要跟撒旦跟跟从他的使者一起征战。
And then you find how Satan will be taken.
那你就看到啊，撒旦会被击败。
And he will be imprisoned in the bottomless pit.
他就会在无底坑里头被囚困起来。
For 1,000 years.
那时间是一千年。
And then you find the judgment of the nations.
那你会看到万国的审判。
Judgment begins with the church.
审判是从神家开始的。
And then it comes to the Jews and to the nations.
那就会接着临到犹太人跟所跟万民。
You find recorded in Matthew chapter 25.
如果你知道在马太福音第二十五章。
How the nations that remain will be judged.
那些所剩下来的万民呢，他们要受到审判。
There will be goat nations and sheep nations.
他们有一些是绵羊，属于绵羊的人，有一些是山羊的人。
Sheep nations are those who are good to the little brother of our Lord.
那绵羊呢，就是对着我们主耶稣他的小子好的人。
Now we do not know for sure who these little brothers are.
我们并不是非常了解这些小弟兄到底是谁。
Whether they are Jews.Or they are the remaining Christians.
他们是否是犹太人呢？或者是所剩下来的基督徒？
Or they are both.
或者是他们两个都是。
And because they are good to the little brother of our Lord Jesus.
因为他们对待我们主耶稣的小弟兄是好的。
So these sheep nations will be removed into.The Millennium Kingdom.
所以这些好的这些绵羊的人呢，他们就会被迁到千年国度。
They will be the nations upon the earth.
他们就会在地上成为国民。
And the goat nations will be destroyed.
但是这些山羊属于山羊的人就会受到审判。
Now what is Millennium?
那这个千年国度是什么？
Millennium is the time when Christ shall rule over the earth.
千年国度就是当基督在这个世上掌权的时候。
When we read carefully the word of God,
当我们仔细地读神的话，
we find in millennium there are two parts.
在千年国度的时候有两个部分。
There is the heavenly part and the earthly part.
有一部分是属天的，一部分是属世的。
The heavenly part is the kingdom of the heavens.
在属天的是天国。
Because there you find the overcomers, they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
在那里你会看到得胜者跟基督一同作王一千年。
And the earthly part.
但是在这个属世这方面，在地上这方面，
the Jewish nation will be the center of the nations.
那犹太人呢，他们就是万国的中心。
All the promises of God.To Abraham and to the Jewish nation.
神给亚伯拉罕跟所有犹太人的应许
will be fulfilled at that time.
就会在那个时间应验了。
The Jewish nation will be first of the nations.
那这犹太人他们就是在这个万国里头是第一个。
They will be a nation of priests.
他们就会成为是祭司的国。
And they will go out to evangelize the world.
他们就会出去传福音。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this is what you find in the scripture.
这就是你会在经文里头所发现的。
But at the end of the 1,000 years,
但是在这个一千年之后，
you find Satan will be released again.
那你就会看到呢，撒旦就被释放了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he will be released to test those who live through the millennium.
撒旦被释放的原因呢，就是要来试验这些经过千年国度的人。
You know, brothers and sisters,
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹们？
We often say we sin because our environment is bad.
我们常常说我们犯罪，因为我们的环境不好。
All right, God said, I'll give you the best environment.
神就说好，那我给你最好的环境。
And see what will happen.
那来看看到底是会发生什么事情。
So during the millennium time,
所以在这个千年国度的时间，
there will be peace all over the world.
在这个世上你会看到和平。
And yet, when Satan will be released,
但是当撒旦被释放的时候，
you know how he enticed many to follow him.
你知道他会诱惑多少人来跟从他？
They will surround Jerusalem and the camp of the saints.
他们就会围绕着耶路撒冷跟圣徒的营地。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we know what Jerusalem is.
我们知道耶路撒冷是什么。
But what is the camp of the saints?
但是这些圣徒的营是哪里？
I try to explain it.
我试着来解释。
You know, during the time of the feudal states,
知道吗？在
封建时代，
封建的制度的时代。
You know, there will be an emperor.
你知道在那时候呢，就有一个皇帝。
And under the emperor, there will be counts and dukes.
在那个皇帝下面呢，就有很多的文官武官。
They were the entitled people.
他们是有名望的人。
And they have their own dominions.
那他就有他们自己小小的一个国。
But usually they will stay in the capital with the emperor.
但是通常呢，他们就会在首都里头跟着这个皇帝在一起。
And from time to time the emperor will visit their territories.
那在不定期的时间呢，这个皇帝就会出巡到每一个不同的地方。
So here you find the camp of the saints.
你这里就看到圣徒的营。
That is to say that the saints will come down to the earth from time to time.
那也就是说圣徒们会从在不固定的时间来到地上。
So Satan, when he was released,
所以当这个撒旦被释放的时候，
he will surround Jerusalem and the camp of the saints.
他就会围绕着耶路撒冷跟圣徒的营。
But he will be destroyed by God.
但是他会被神所消灭。
He will be cast into the lake of fire.
他会被丢在火湖里。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
that will end up the millennium time.
那个就结束了千年国度的时间。
Then we find eternity.
那我们就看到了永世。
So in Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
在启示录的第21跟22章，
it is a description of eternity.
这里在描写到永世。
And in eternity,
在永世的时候，
you find all the works of God are consummated into one.
你看到神所有的工作都总结在这个地方。
Let us remember,
我们应该要记得，
before God created the universe,
当神在创造这个宇宙之前，
He had a will.
他有一个旨意。
We find that in Ephesians chapter 1.
我们在以弗所书第一章就能够看见。
According to his good pleasure,
借着他自己的美意，
He had a will.
他有一个旨意。
Now what is that will?
那那个旨意是什么呢？
That will is that everything he's going to create will reflect his beloved son.
那就是他所有创造的东西都要来反映到基督。
He loved his son so much.
他非常爱他的儿子。
He wants to give his son everything.
他要将所有他有的都给他的爱子。
But he knows what will happen.
但是他知道会发生什么事情。
He knows that the angel he created will rebel against him.
他知道那个受造的天使有一天要背叛他。
And also man he will create will rebel.
还有他要造的人也会背叛他。
So, if we may say it this way.
所以如果我们这样子说的话。
When God was considering of creating all things.
当神在思想创造万物的时候。
He foresee all the problems.
他已经有先见看到这些所有的问题。
Then the son will step forward.
那这他的爱子来到前面。
And say, Father, go ahead.
那就告诉神说父啊你做吧。
If this is your will.
如果这是你的旨意。
I'm willing to be the lamb.
我愿意成为羔羊。
So our Lord Jesus as the lamb of God.
所以我们的主耶稣我们的是神的羔羊。
Is from the beginning of the creation.
是从创世的时候就开始了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we who are the Lord's,
啊,我们属于神的,我们属于主的,
how thankful we are,
我们非常感谢神,
that we are under grace.
那我们今天是在恩典之下,
but we cannot afford to be careless.
但是我们不可以变得非常的糊涂。
You know how often when we are under grace,
当我们在恩典之下的时候,
we become careless.
我们非常变成非常的大意, 不小心。
After all, we are under grace.
无论如何,我们都是在恩典之下。
After all, God will complete his work.
无论如何,神会成就他所要成就。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
we shouldn't have such idea.
我们不应该有这样的思念。
We should understand the heart of God.
我们需要来体会神的心意。
How God desires that his son will have us.
他多么的期望他的儿子能够拥有我们。
That the son will have his bride.
那他就能够拥有他的心腹。
And if we know the heart of God,
如果我们能够了解神的心意,
I believe that will change our whole attitude.
我相信我们的观念就会得到,我们的态度就会有一个改变。
In other words,
换句话说,
we do not live for ourselves.
我们并不是为我们自己而活。
We live for Christ.
我们为基督而活。
So when you read the writing of Paul, Philippians,
当你读到保罗的著作在腓立比书的时候,
in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21,
在腓立比书第一章第二十一节,
he said, for me to live is Christ.
他说因我活着就是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
that should be the heart of every believer.
那我们所有信主的都应该有这样的心意。
Can we say, for me to live is Christ?
我们能够说因我活着就是基督吗?
If we truly ask ourselves,
如果我们诚实地问我们自己,
we find that we do not live for Christ.
我们就会发觉我们并不是为着基督而活。
How we live for ourselves?
我们何等的是为我们自己而活。
Oh, we live for our family.
我们为我们的家庭而活。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
we should be like Paul.
我们应该学习像保罗。
We should be able to say, for me to live is Christ.
我们应该要能够说，我因我活着就是基督。
That is to say,
那就是说，
even though we are living and are doing different things,
虽然我们活着是做不一样的事情。
We have our different professions.
我们有我们不同的职业。
We have our different duties.
我们有不同我们要负的责任。
Yet in our heart,
但是在我们的心里，
we live for Christ.
我们为基督而活。
In our heart,
在我们的心里，
we allow Christ to be our life.
我们让基督成为我们的生命。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
it is not just for Paul to say that.
那并不只是保罗这么说。
I believe when we heard Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
当我们听到保罗说，因我活着就是基督。
You know, when did he say that?
你知道他在说这个事情的时候是什么时间吗？
He said that when he was in prison.
他说这句话的时候，他已经在监牢里。
And he tried to comfort the people in Philippi.
他要安慰在腓立比的教会。
So he gave his testimony to them.
所以他就将他自己的见证说给他们听。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the first thing we need to do,
我们所要做的第一件事情，
is to say, "For me to live is Christ."
我们要说，因我活着就是基督。
And then you find in chapter 2,
那你就发觉在第二章的时候，
He said we need to have the mind of Christ.
他在说我们要有基督的心，以基督的心思成为我们的心思。
And what is the mind of Christ?
基督的心思是什么？
He who is equal with God.
他跟神是同等的。
And this is not to be robbed at.
并不以为与神同等而抢夺。
And yet he emptied himself.
他将自己倒空。
He was willing.To be a man.
他愿意成为一个人。
He was willing to have the heart of a bond slave.
他愿意有一个奴仆的心。
And he was obedient to his father, even unto death.
他是顺服于神，甚至以至于死。
And at the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we need to have such mind.
我们需要有这样的心思，
that we may really obey God.
所以我们能够真正的顺服于神。
And what are we seeking for?
那我们所追求的是什么？
In chapter 3,
在第三章，
he said,
他说，
I pursue.
我追求的，
What is his aim?
他的目标是什么？
His aim is Christ.
他的目标就是基督。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
In our pursuing,
在我们所有追求的事情，
We must have Christ as the object.
我们需要让基督成为我们追求的目标。
And then in chapter 4,
在第四章，
we find that he can do all things because of Christ.
他在这里告诉我们，借着基督他万事都能做。
By the power of our Lord Jesus,
经由我们主耶稣的大能，
he is able to be humble and to be honorable.
他知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
And this is the life that God wants us to live.
这就是神所要我们活出来的生命。
We who have believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们已经相信了主耶稣。
This is the way that we should live.
这就是我们应该活出来的生活。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
After we have surveyed.What God has done in this world.
当我们看到了神在这个世界上所做的事情，
I hope that we may be stirred in our hearts.
我希望我们的心能够再被挑起。
That we will really give ourselves to Christ.
我们会将自己奉献给基督。
And allow the purpose of God to be fulfilled in our lives.
让神的旨意能够在我们的生命里头得到完全。
That in all things, Christ They have the preeminence.
在万事上，神基督都能够居首位。
May the Lord bless every one of you.
啊，愿主祝福你们每一位。
Let's pray.
我们再一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for this opportunity.
亲爱的主，我们要为这一次的机会来感谢你。
We have related Thy eternal plan.
我们有跟你的永远的计划有产生了关系。
We realize that it is the Father's will.
我们认识这是父的旨意。
That in everything of our lives, we may give glory to Christ.
在我们生命里头的每一件事情，我们都能将荣耀归给基督。
Dear Lord, we want to give ourselves to Thee totally.
亲爱的主，我们将我们自己完全的奉献给你。
We want Thee to be our very life.
我们希望，我们愿你成为我们的生命。
That our daily life will give glory to yourself.
在我们每一天日常的生活里头，我们将荣耀归给你。
We thank thee because thou art coming.
我们感谢你，因为你要再来。
Lord, if it pleases you.
主啊，如果是你能够喜，如果是蒙你的喜悦。
Enable each and every one of us to be the overcomers.
让我们每一位都成为得胜者。
That we may be that welcoming party to you.
让我们能够欢迎，成为欢迎你的队伍。
Dear Lord, our hearts to cry out.
亲爱的主，我们的心向你呼喊。
Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly.
主，愿你再来，愿你快来。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们就在照主宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.